You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Black people's hair. You know, the thing that we don't want white people to touch because it'll give them superpowers.
Oh my God, now I can dunk?
For generations, black people have been made to feel as if their hair is a signifier of their inferiority in society. And for generations, black people have had to take that bullshit. But not anymore.
A leading retail pharmacy in South Africa has been forced to close some of its stores after accusations of a racist advertisement. Clicks Pharmacy is under fire for posting an ad on its website that described black hair as dull, dry, and damaged, while calling white hair fine, normal, and flat. It's since apologized and pulled down the images. But supporters of the Economic Freedom Fighters Party want the retail chain to shut down for 5 days.
Yes. Even in a country that's 85% black, this kind of shit is still going on. Which makes you wonder, how black does a country have to be for this not to happen anymore? Like, is this going on in Wakanda? But if you're a black person, these kinds of stories are nothing new. And it's not limited to South Africa either. In fact, here in America, black people deal with legal and cultural discrimination against their hair all the time. Dulce Sloan has more on that in another installment of Dulcean.
Black hair is like gluten. White people are scared of it, but for some reason, they're obsessed with it. And for most of America's history, white people have done whatever they can to stop black folks from wearing our hair in its natural glory. And our hair has a lot of natural glory. When we lived in the motherland, hair was so important that you could tell a family's name and social status just by their hairstyle. Basically, your hair was how you told all your business. And this is still true today. Show me a black man's waves and I'll tell you if he drives a Benz or runs after the bus. But when the slave masters came, they cut off our hair as a way to control us and erase who we were. And you know how some people cut off their hair after a bad breakup? It was like that, except they didn't give us blonde highlights. And even after slavery ended, our hair was still not allowed to be free because in its natural state, black hair was seen as unkempt and unacceptable in white America's spaces. Whether it's corporate policies discouraging our natural hairstyles, or army dress codes that specifically eliminated black hairstyles, or schools being allowed to punish black students for wearing their hair naturally. Why? It makes me think black people sporting natural hair is like cutting onions to white people. They just start tearing up at the sight of an afro like it's a black sun.
It's round. It's so round. Their hair just grows to the sky.
Instead, black people are encouraged to straighten our hair to conform to white America's standard of beauty. Not only is this unfair, it's hard as hell. Straightening black hair takes hours and requires shit like hot combs, relaxers, a silk press process, not to mention all the chemicals you gotta use. Breaking Bad doesn't have anything on Breaking Brand. And we've seen the evidence of this in hairstyles that have since gone by the wayside. Like the unfortunate trend of black uncles everywhere sporting the Jerry curl. The only real symbol of resistance the Jerry Curl stood for was destruction. Jerry Curls ruined your pillows, your clothes, and your relationships. I went on a date with a guy that had a Jerry Curl once, and my passenger seat was never the same. The only way black hair found cultural acceptance was when it was on white people's heads. When Bo Derek wore braids in the movie 10, she was hailed as starting a cross-cultural craze. But in the same era, black people were punished for wearing the same braids. That's gotta be the most gaslighting shit I've seen since I learned how to use a Bunsen burner. But for the good news, for as long as white people have been telling us what we can do with our hair, black people have been fighting back. Just look at Frederick Douglass, who intentionally took photographs for his Instagram 200 years early, showing his luscious natural hair to fight against the racist caricatures of black men. He was basically the 19th century Idris Elba. Black hair was even part of the Civil Rights era, with the Black is Beautiful Afro movement. And today, the Crown Act movement is making real progress in breaking down the stigma of black hair's natural state, which will hopefully lead to the day when just letting our hair exist doesn't have to be a political statement. I mean, as soon as I had a baby fro, I couldn't walk down the street without someone yelling, "Hey, Sister Queen, I see you over there starting a revolution." Hey man, I'm just going to Whole Foods. What are you talking about? So that's the messed up history of black hair in America. And that's just an overview. The rest is enough to fit in Angela Davis's fro. Until next time, remember white people, when it comes to black hair, you can look, but not touch or copy. And black people, put the conditioner in and then the oil. Don't let me catch you walking around with your hair all dry. Hair so dry it looks ashy. If your hair is looking like some knees, ha! You got problems.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.